Hello, Glamvicious listeners. Thank you all so very much for tuning in to another episode of the Glamvicious podcast. We appreciate you all so much for tuning in. So excited to be talking to Minister Goings. Minister Goings, can you please introduce yourself to the Glamvicious listeners?
I certainly can, and thank you so much for having me to be a part of this wonderful platform. My name, as you said,
Awesome.
is Domley Goings, and I do serve as minister to a congregation in Maryland. I am one of the co-authors of this anthology project, and I am so blessed because my chapter's title is The Day That I Decided to Lose It All. And so, with all of that, I have kind of incorporated my experience within ministry. I serve as a founder of BFF Nation, which is a prayer foundational ministry that the Lord gave me, but that also applied to me as well. So, I look forward to talking further about how the Lord allowed me to lose it all. So thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. And we won't hold back. Just go ahead and share with us about the day you decided to lose it all, because that is very intriguing.
Well, originally when I first started to write this particular chapter, of course, my thoughts were all over the place, and I had all kinds of stuff in my chapter, and it was more emotional driven. It was about my shortcomings as a minister, my desires to please the Lord, but always feeling as though I'm falling short. But ultimately, as I kind of honed in on truly what the Lord wanted me to write about, having taken my own advice, which is to not be moved by my emotions, but to be moved by the Spirit of God. As I started to write, it was more about my journey as far as my wounds. And so I attribute weight, and I've always struggled with weight in my adult life. I struggle with weight, but I attribute weight now to be my wounds, not my weight, but my wounds. And my wounds are the things that I had decided that I was no longer going to carry, that I was going to truly open myself up to be healed and allow God to reveal those wounds that I didn't even know that were open and were just truly to the meat where I was exposing myself to so many different things that would hurt me even greater, sending me into a depression, sending me into a place where I didn't recognize who I was. And all this time serving in ministry. So ultimately the day I decided to lose it all was when I decided to let everything go. Let all of my the ideas of who I thought I should be, let that go. Let it go. Let everything that happened to me, let it go. So yeah, it was a wonderful journey to write this story, and I foresee that God is going to have me do something even greater with this as we move forward with releasing our book.
Awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing and for your transparency. I'm sure that it's going to bless the listeners as it has me, that you were brave enough to just come forth and say what it is that was holding you back and just release it to God. So thank you so much for sharing that.
You're
But
welcome.
what would you say? Is impact one of the most impactful things about sharing your story? And let me kind of rephrase that. What would you tell an aspiring author who may be holding back on sharing their story? What would you tell them about the impact that they can have if they share their story?
Well, if that person was before me, there will be two things that I would tell them. The first thing is to not allow shame to hold them hostage and to hold their story hostage. The moment that they disconnect from the shame, the more empowered they will become to be free from it. And then ultimately that story will connect or be connectable to someone else to do the same thing. And then secondly, to just be courageous, as it as the same in the scriptures where the Lord called forth Joshua to be strong and courageous before he had to stand and take the lead. And so I would say that to any woman or man to just be strong and be courageous, because your story is needed in order to free someone else.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. If there was one thing that you hope for readers to get out of this anthology, what would that one thing be?
You know, from the number of stories that are coming together, and I kind of have an insight from our monthly sessions that we've had, the one thing I believe that those who will read this book will come from it is one, being empowered, being empowered to do the thing that they probably have longed to do, but have been afraid to do it. And then the book itself is just a whole book of healing opportunities. And so these stories are strategically placed in this book to help to heal just about any situation. So I really believe it's going to be have a major impact. So those from the beginning all the way up to the end, it's going to be a page turner. They're not even going to be able to put it down. They're going to be able to envision not just themselves, but also someone that may be near and dear to them. They'll be able to connect them to the book as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I love the title of the book, Faith for Fiery Trials. And when I think about that title, I want to ask you, what advice would you share with listeners? What does having faith in a fiery trial look like?
Wow, that is such a powerful question, for one. And for two, I love the question, because when you think about faith and you think about your fiery trials, I envision how the enemy always comes at us and he's throwing darts or throwing opportunities or obstacles in our way. And it's that faith that will allow us, it's like our boat that kind of helps us to sail through. And as we're sailing through, trust me, the waters will be rocky. And from time to time, there may be things that may surround us that might cause us to be afraid. You think about the fire and the fiery trials, it may make you afraid, but yet and still, you will get through. It's your faith that carries you through. And it causes just an opportunity to move you into another space where you can, it's not even like you're just floating through, but there may be times where you're cruising, and then there may be times that the waters are rocky, and then there are times where the sun comes out and you can't see any storms because you're in the eye of the storm. But ultimately, you know that it's your faith that's keeping you afloat. And so I believe that that is what that really represents when you say the fiery trials. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're in the midst of the fire, but it does mean that the fire is surrounding you, but it won't consume you.
Wow. The fire is surrounding you, but it won't consume you. Mm-hmm. We praise God for that. We mm-hmm. praise God for that. So how can publishing serve as a blessing to others to share their stories?
One thing I will say, because I have published previous anthologies and mm-hmm. and also assisted others to learn how to be self-published, I truly believe that publishing, it has been taken to a new level. And I believe that anyone can truly become a publisher. You know, mm-hmm. that idea of... the obstacle of believing that there's a huge mountain in front of you because you just don't know how to get your literary works out there to the world to be able to be seen. That has changed. The landscape mm-hmm. has changed. Mm-hmm. Where now there's so many opportunities even for individuals to become self-published authors. To take just a simple, as we're doing a podcast, and you can take and transcribe that and turn that into a book. It's yes. just that simple. So it's like reaching your hand down. I'm not sure if when you were younger, your parents allowed you to eat Cracker Jacks, where yes. you would open that box. And the one thing we look forward to was the prize that was on the inside.
Yes.
So I see publishing, self-publishing just like that. You know, you anticipate because you don't know what you're going to get out of it, but you know that there's something great on the inside of it. So you yeah. have to commit to opening up that box and diving yeah. in. And when you get it, it's never a disappointment. So that's what I see publishing as now. You just truly have to just jump in and just get knee deep in it and commit to it, and you will never be disappointed.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you. So of all the great things you have going on, what's next for you for the rest of 2023 and beyond?
Well, right now I am truly on a quest to connect other prayer groups together and other ministries together through my organization, BFF Nation. And it's a prayer mandate because we have the climate of this country and this world is truly calling for us to come back together on one accord. And so yes. that has been my complete assignment for this year and even into 2024 is to connect as many ministries together and get us on one accord so that we can start to pray and come together and seek God for the things that are concerning this world and see some change. Ultimately, it's just to make an impact. And I know we'll do that with this book and whatever it is that God places, if it's a devotional or if it's through my prayer ministry, opening up classes to learn how to intercede. We're going to make major impact in 2023 and 2024.
Awesome. That's amazing. Amazing. Yes, I love that you have a prayer ministry. And like you said, it's time to get back to it. Get back yeah. to the basic. It all starts and ends with prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, we need it. We need it. So we appreciate the work that you're doing in the world. Through prayer.
Amen,
so is there anything else you would want listeners to know about you and your purpose and your prayer ministry?
Well, I just want them to know that I'm not just the title. You know, I don't just carry Minister Goings or MG. Sometimes when I'm signing my name, it's MG. Or if it's just mom, or I'm an average woman who got called into ministry. to help serve and create disciples. And ultimately, it's through my living. And so I've been privileged to coach other women through their stormy trials. I've been privileged to watch other women build platforms from off of what I have shown. And I just want our listeners to hear that if I can do it, they can do it too.
Yes, yes. So how can we further connect with you?
Well, I am on social media platforms. I am Domily, as well as my website is ministered, MINISTERD .com. And of course, the ministry itself is BFF Nation, and that's what I'm pushing. We are BFF Nation. That's our tag. You'll start to see it all over. I've had so many people now trying to partner with us, and so, you know, ultimately, you'll see us even greater through social media land.
Awesome. We are looking forward to it. And Minister Goins, we want to thank you so much for coming on to the Glamvicious podcast. We have truly enjoyed talking with you and learning more about what you do to make an impact in this world. Thank you so much, and God's best to you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and same to you and this wonderful ministry of yours.
Thank you.
God bless you.